USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
And for all the challenges, America has the strongest economy in the world. More people working and starting businesses. More young people graduating from high school and college than ever before.
President Biden on Monday says the American economy is doing just fine, despite inflation running at a 40-year high, costing Americans thousands of extra dollars every year, and gas prices designed to get you to stop driving your internal combustion engine. The June jobs market report is due on Friday. A gunman on a rooftop opened fire on an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago on Monday, killing at least six people and wounding 30. A person of interest connected to the attack has been captured following an hours-long manhunt. 22-year-old Robert Cremo III was taken into police custody after a brief car chase. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The James Webb Telescope is set to transmit its first gallery of deep space astronomy shots in exactly 1 week from today. NASA's $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope was launched on Christmas Day 2021. Nearly 7 months after its launch, it has produced images that are, according to NASA, a portrayal that includes the deepest field of views of the universe ever captured. The Grand Experiment welcomes the latest group of American citizens.
Thousands of new American citizens are celebrating across the nation. To commemorate Independence Day, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcome more than 660,000 new citizens in more than 140 naturalization ceremonies. They started on July 1st and continue through the 8th. Many newbies share their naturalization stories on social media. You can look them up by using hashtag New Citizen.
That's Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Federal Judge David Faber on Monday ruled in favor of three drug distributors in a lawsuit that accused them of causing a health crisis by distributing 81 million opioid pills over an 8-year period in one West Virginia county. The Biden administration is thinking about ending tariffs on China as soon as this week. President Trump imposed the tariffs on China to highlight the unfair trade practices China has imposed on the United States. Personal finance expert Dan Ricciotto on Fox News Tuesday morning.
Yeah, there's good politics. There's good economics. The fact is, just truly from a textbook point of view, tariffs typically are bad economics. We don't like to see, in an ideal world, we don't want to see any tariffs. We want to see free trading and, you know, around the globe. But the reality is that we've used tariffs effectively in many cases in political sense, especially where countries may not be playing by the rules or where we're trying to make a political point. And essentially, that's what we've done with China. But at the end of the day, Griff, we have to remember that you and I as consumers ultimately pay the bill. So if there's a tariff, wherever it may be placed on whatever product from whatever country, you and I as consumers, we pay more for our stuff.
The United States is currently imposing a 25% tariff on approximately $250 billion of imports from China, and a 7.5% tariff on approximately $112 billion worth of imports from China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.